Okay, this is another. It's all over TikTok, and maybe a bunch of you have tried it. And I know we're going to get calls about the wacky stuff that people eat. This is putting mustard on watermelon.
My husband showed me a picture on his phone, and he goes, "You want to try this week?" with a nasty look on his face. And I said, "What? I made that dish one time with vinegar. It's watermelon, vinegar, olive oil, onions, and feta cheese. It's like a southern dish." And he... Ugh.
With what all?
Vinegar.
Okay.
Olive oil.
Right.
Onions and feta cheese. On your water and watermelon
on
chunks.
Watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said, I'm not sure. It's got that kind of... Don't Koreans serve pickled watermelon? Is it different?
I don't know.
And he said, did you ever make it again? And I said, what?
No. What does that tell you? But I'm with you. I've seen all these people posting pictures of it.
And, oh, it's everywhere.
And I have a rule that you can't go, ooh, ugh, until you've had a bite of it and at least tried it. This is one I'm just going, no, no.
Really?
No.
This is where you put, this is.
I'm drawing the line on this one.
Wow.
I love watermelon. Love it. In the summertime, if you get it ice cold, mm-hmm. there's nothing better.
This is sweet and tangy, though. I don't think it's as bad as you think it is.
I love water. When you have, it's kind of like messing with an Oreo. Just stop it. You don't need to flavor the stuff in the middle. You achieved cookie perfection. Just leave it alone. Just dip it in milk and be done.
We're trying this one.
You don't need to go any farther.
We're trying this one.
No.